For real?
Yeah, this happened today. That was today. You know the Raphael stuff, the jump? He was like, I like your shirt. Off the jump, I was like, bro, you have a good ass shirt. No stress clothes. Like, bro, I love it already. He's like, bro, we need that. Why are we stressing for it? So what are you worrying for? He said, we worry about things that I didn't even hear yet. I'm like, bro, I just said on my podcast. You have a podcast? I'm like, yeah, he said it. He was like, I'm going to listen to it. And then literally, like, after he has a FaceTime, after the Zoom call, probably 20 minutes goodbye, he's like, hey, we need to talk more. He's like, I want to make this, like, a real thing. He's like, you really talk about, like.
You had a good-ass day today. Man, I feel the energy,
He went back to, like, my first couple of podcasts. He was like, yo. Keep that same.
I was listening to your podcast today too.
He's like, yo, he's like, you talk about your life, man.
Yeah, that's what I told. Did people, I tell you that today? Man, I said it's so personal. Like,
and people, I was like, if you go back and listen, you'd be like, damn, this nigga really just saying everything in a way that he's not saying everything. He's saying it all. He's just doing it with, like, with a story behind.
With the story, yeah.
I am the butterfly. This is therapy to me. I get help off this shit. A lot of people don't understand that. This is helpful.
Probably mad at me. I gotta pee.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. I could get out this way.
Oh, that's weird. Enough
for me to get out this way. So thank you.
Yeah, who?
And Reginae Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I got so scared. I ended it.
Are you serious? Oh. Just now or earlier?
No, it was like 2 days ago.
They be adding people.
And I was like, dude, I was so shocked. I just,
oh my damn. God.
Yeah, you want something like, no, like this can't, yeah. Drop the bag.
You probably would have got a lot of followers.
Followers? You got anything at that point. Shit, you talked that real good, 2-3 minutes, and she shouts you out. You get it by, hey, I do this body sculpting thing. I just pretty much slim you up, trim you up with them loose ends, them harder reach ends. That would have just boom, 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 boom.
Mm.
Bag, boy. Bag. I'm just saying. That's what you did, though.
Try again.
Not try again.
She didn't see your face, though, right? They be adding random people, so
they do
a
lot. They do a lot.
It's so crazy because I feel like I kind of know when people are going to add me because mm-hmm. I was also on 50 Cent Son's live.
Mm-hmm.
And I just.
You got 50 Cent Son live?
And he added me. We were up there for like 10 minutes. You fucking up.
Are you serious? How was that?
It was just chill. I was like, yo, you really added me? He's like, why not? I was like, but why?
But why you dropping the bag? But why? Let's talk about
mine. Because so
they like normal people too.
Yeah, if you look good, you look good. I try to tell people it goes both ways. If you just we're imagery people, this is a man.
They probably be wondering what they fans thinking anyway. Like, imagine being famous and getting to talk to them. Yeah,
why do you think I look so good? Wait, what is it?
They care so much about the media. Yeah,
you get a girl. No offense, Bree. You like, let's say you're a big Chris Brown friend. He's like, yo, Bree look good as shit. He started being like, oh my God, Chris, what the fuck? Yeah, you going crazy. You about to go crazy.
Yeah, it's like FaceTime with your fans. And
Chris Brown says right now, if on some DM shit, hey, why you think I look so good? Why you fuck with me like that? Why you're my biggest fan? I hear it all the time. Brianna, what makes you my biggest fan? How are you gonna bring it down? You're gonna be like, oh, you're gonna tell him everything. You're gonna tell this thing. You know what I'm saying?
The way you dance.
Stomp the yard.
Not stomp the yard.
Not where it all started.
Oh, can't make this shit.
And I was so distraught.
I had to look you up.
Who's this mystery band? Man.
And then it was the song Yo.
Okay.
I did it for y'all?
It was the dance moves.
Man. Hey, people forget. Yeah, background dancers. What happened to them boys? They were sliding with them now.
Hey, yo, they were.
They was keeping up with you.
They were.
So I don't know what happened, yo. But shout out to the background dancers, man. Chris Brown, make sure you give them the bag, yo. Just make sure you give them.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you recording now?
Oh, I'm still. You good? Ain't no thing but sugar wine. Are you good? We got Rachel in the background, y'all. She behind the scenes. She only be on, but she always be doing big things for this podcast, y'all. Big, big things. All them edits and shit, some of those is me, but the final cut, it gets touched, you know, it gets hands on, you know what I'm saying? So shout out Rachel, you know what I'm saying? I think it's the applause one. That's tough. I'm gonna do this. Y'all didn't hear, I heard it, but that's tough.
I heard it.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. You're blasting your eardrums out.
Hey, you're the bleed. You know what
I'm saying? Crazy.
Not about to bleed.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Dumb.
So look, yo, now I got y'all here for one of EC's many therapy sessions. I got a good question for y'all. Since we're here with a room full of women, you know what I'm saying? Let's get to shit. Now I got a question. We're gonna start with like some social views right now. So it's a bra. I ain't gonna have y'all in your head right now. I ain't gonna fuck with y'all just yet like that. But I asked Ty this earlier. Oh yeah, the matter of fact, let me get y'all days real quick. Oh, that's rude to me. Everybody, Mercedes, Ty.
Brown sugar.
She got her secret idea, you know what I'm saying? EC's, you know what I'm saying? And lovely Rachel in the background, but you know, she's only to be popping up anyway. So there's that. I don't know why. But anyways. How was your day today? Mercedes, what did you do today? Let's start off with that. What did you do today when you woke up?
What did I do?
Oh Lord, don't give me a 10-minute run now. I don't know. That baby sounds productive.
Yeah, it's always productive.
Okay, I like that.
So you know, we take care of a guy that has cerebral palsy.
Yes.
I wake up every morning. He gets his meds.
Okay.
And then after that, I go to bed because he gets his meds really early. And then what did I do? I went to a birthday party at IHOP for a guy that has autism. And he was really happy. And it brought tears to my eyes because he was so happy.
Wow.
But yeah. And he's like, he's like 30 something, but I bought him an Elmo and everything. Like, it was great. And then after that, I went to my brother's best friend's birthday party.
Everybody's
birthday today.
Booked and busy, you know?
So we did that, and that was fun. And now I'm here.
And now you're here. Okay. Mm-hmm. He really was just, you know, all around the hood today. That's a good day. You did a productive day, and you made someone else's day happy. That's all that matters. You made it your.
Yeah, he was really happy because it's like it's sang, and the Elmo spoke Spanish too. He was so happy.
That's dope.
It is dope.
All right, Ty, how was your day? Let's start with you next.
My day was.
Thank you.
My day started off kind of crazy, like no cap. I don't even want to get into it. I know we're getting it all on the table and shit, but I don't even want to talk about that. That's how upset it made me. But then I got up and went to work, 12 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And it wasn't too bad. It's cold as shit outside.
Definitely cold as shit outside.
For no reason. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here. That's my day.
Square box. Mercedes. The square box. Yeah, there you go, Sadie.
Why did you say tips?
I could have said tips.
Somebody said the cones.
I said cones, yeah. Sugar, how was your day today? Sorry, so you said a bad day? You said, fuck it. You just gave me that's what I got of that. That's why I'm just, you know, that's what I got.
No, I didn't let that affect my day.
Okay, good.
I wasn't even really thinking about it after. I mean, it was in the back of my mind, but like it wasn't influencing my day.
Okay, that's all that matters. It didn't affect your energy. You still kept. Okay, cool. All right. Sorry you had to experience that, but you know, you like fuck up your day. That's all that matters. All right, Sugar, how was your day today? You had an eventful day.
I just
heard that deep breath.
I was kind of tired. It's late, but so what did I do today? I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I took my sister to school.
I like that. There you go.
Because, you know, it's kind of cold outside.
Yeah, that'd be big sis. Mm-hmm.
And then I went and Ubered for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I came home and I took a nap. I was so tired. A nap.
Y'all women don't miss no nap. Hey, fellas, they do be napping sometimes. I ain't going to count.
We nap all the time.
Nah, I be needing a good old nap. And then I woke up and I went to the gym. Hmm,
period.
Oh, okay, shit. Well, you did, yeah. What'd you do? What was your main focus at the gym?
Cardio.
Ooh, there you go. You're trying to, okay, get them lungs back. I like that.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is, but this little thing I got in my arm the other day, I've been feeling some. Oh, no, the jab.
The jab out of y'all.
Hey,
free Brie, y'all.
Free Brie. But listen, so after that, my brother hit me up and he said, pull up, I cooked. So I went to go see him and I got a plate. And I think I brought the plate. Is nothing to be checked. Can you hear me?
No. It's just, fuck it. You can turn the cameras a little bit. Just a little bit. A little more. Like, turn it, pull it to your right like last time. A little bit more. I don't know where you're pulling it right now.
Right? To my right?
Yeah, to your right. Right, there, perfect. There you go. Oh, my bad. Shit. Keep going.
So I went to go see my brother because he cooked.
Did you bring my plate?
I think I did bring it upstairs. I think it's on the table.
You think?
It's in the car. If it's not on the table, I think it's on the table. So the plate is on the table, and then my sister called me while I was at my brother's house, and she was like, what you doing? I was like, I'm at my brother's house. She was like, pull up on me. I was like, okay. So I pull up on her, and she was like, but they was playing, they was like, let's play Uno. And mind you, her boyfriend is one of my friends that I used to hang out with, but I kind of ain't want to be in a business. So I kind of like distance myself from him because they relationship is kind of this is my first time seeing him. I say all that to say that this is my first time seeing him like a year. Like I ain't seen him in a long time. So I'm hanging with them and she trying to like break the ice. And it's kind of like, yeah, because it's like we ain't really talking. And I know I gotta be here. Like I want to be here for this. And she's like, Brie, why don't you hang out with us? Why don't you, like, they kind of pressuring me and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know if I should go, if I should leave. Like,
I should go about this whole movie.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't want to feel like I'm leaving too early. And they were like, we family, why you leaving? I was just like,
damn, they trying to
really
make time with you. You trying to make a bond, it sound like.
I know, but I was just like.
It's a little Aki, knowing that was your friend. Well, he's still.
But they was kind of arguing in front of me, too, and I was like, I don't really.
Yeah, but then
they wanted me to stay. I was like, what would y'all do in that situation?
She get a test and I go on that run.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Family or not, look, different time my brother got to his shorty, and I'd be like, spark up, walking outside with a blunt. You coming or not? And that's it. I'm not about to say, bro, that's not my business.
But then my sister.
Ask you a question like,
E. Don't hey, man.
And then she went, Eli.
Yeah. I don't think I ever really been put in a situation like that. I was like,
It was a Eli.
That's why when you text me, I was like, look, I'm at my sister's house. I kind of like.
He was already on some shit.
I was like, I was so confused.
I ain't fucking with that, yo. I ain't got time for that. No.
And so then I left or whatever. And I was driving. I didn't know like how long y'all was gonna be up, so I kind of started to head home. But I hit you up,
crazy.
And I made a U turn.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What you mean? I'm here. I spent the block.
You want to spend it? I ain't say nothing. That's crazy.
I called
because you were here after we established you on the way. Let's get that out of the way. You ain't call like, oh, Eli, I'm calling because I'm letting you know, like, I'm on the way. No, you call like Eli, I'm outside.
I could have just called. I could have not called. And we just went home. It usually be till 2, and then we kind of go home.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, like, I called to see if y'all was up. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
You know we spinning, so I ain't gonna ask that.
But that was my day.
That was interesting.
I'm ready to lay it down.
You got put in an awkward situation. Dang,
yeah, but that's why I kind of hung out with them and was like, okay. Cause
trying to fill them out.
Yeah. See, like, give him a chance type shit. Yeah. See how
it is. Just hang with the fam, you know.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance. Give me one more chance.
Oh, like, Lord. Yo, I want to be there for my friend. I want to be there for my sister. But I can't do so. I'm gonna see y'all later.
Right. So you think if they didn't start arguing, you wouldn't have left?
Yeah, I just felt like I was put in an awkward situation. Like, if that situation wouldn't happen, I don't think I didn't leave. Mm-hmm. You said, well, if I won't put in an awkward situation, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just different. Like, it wasn't just me. It was her, his cousin, and then me. And she don't like his cousin either. So oh. She was saying, like, little slick stuff to him. And I'm just like... Like, and he's saying slick stuff to me, and I'm just like, we all just saying slick stuff to each other, and it's kind of like
somebody had to go.
Yeah. But then it was like they was like, oh, so what, you leaving now, Brie? You too good to hang with? I'm just like, I mean, I don't know, like, hey, I was so confused. But then I was high too.
I was so intense.
I was stuck. Like, I was like, we was like all high, just like jabbing each other. And I was like, hey, yo. I was like, yeah, I kind of went home kind of mind boggled. I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, because like, that's what I felt a couple of times with it. Because it's family, but I just like, and then, but it's like someone you know too, is like, damn, bro. Like, what y'all got going
on? Now I see them videos on Facebook where you kind of in the middle of shit, and it's just like, I'm just here. Like,
I'm just here.
What the hell y'all got going on?
I just spawned here, bro. I'm 26. This is my 26th level. I'm on. But, you know,
Lord have mercy. I was like,
let go and let God.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I got a good little question, bro. I'll spark your little mind. Lost some social views right here. This is me and Ty brought up earlier. We didn't get into it, but I feel like y'all might have some good input. Let me just go around the room with it, don't matter. Mm-hmm. But the first one I said was, what is increasingly becoming socially acceptable in this world we live in right now?
Mm. I was thinking about my answer too.
Just keep like right back. Perfect. That's perfect. Both y'all can.
Okay.
Racism.
Spicy. Okay, we just witnessed that with the whole
cow.
Yeah, that shit, bruh. They gotta get it right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did y'all watch the video? Like the video that happened that night with him.
What do you mean? What happened the night that happened?
Like when he did shoot the people and all that stuff. Because I actually looked deep into that story, and they found him not guilty for a reason. I understand it.
The video that was posted on the news was this man was just, he was attacked, but he was also being an aggressor. That's the thing. So the media shows what they want to show. There's also footage I show where he was the aggressor. He was showing threats. He was coming off as like very hostile. So in reaction, people are protesting legally. They have that right. And they're pitchfork and everything. They can be in your face. They're not touching you. They're not physically putting you in danger. They're doing their rights. He's flexing. And you can't also say, to your point, I get it. You're a state defense, so you can't cross a state illegally with an AR-15. You can't. He did that. They showed him what he was found not guilty for. And everything he was found not guilty for, he should have been guilty for, black, white, or not. He broke federal laws. He crossed state lines with AR, with the AR. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
can't do that.
Yeah, and
so
I do understand
that's what,
that.
That right there annuls the whole, like, videos he kind of said. I'm not going to use your opinion, it doesn't matter, but I'm saying, like, he was already in the wrong. He had an illegal firearm. You see what I'm saying? So that right there, why have a legal firearm you got in a protest? Let's talk about that.
I mean,
mind your business.
And he's 17.
That's
crazy. Crazy.
That's white privilege. But I have seen multiple videos of, like, what he's done and people actually going at him when he was running away. You know, looking at that, a lot of the stuff that he did was like in self-defense. Like the guy hit him with the skateboard in the face. If I had a gun, a guy hits me in the face with a skateboard, I have a gun. You can't expect me not to shoot you. I mean, at the end of the day, No black people were killed. It was all white people that went after him and stuff like that. But I feel like you can't let people's actions that aren't harming you cause a bigger reaction, because he didn't start off harming people. It ended like that because people didn't like what he was doing.
He was illegally, he was abusing his power. He was 17 with an unregistered weapon, crossing states, and he harmed people. You got to hold that out.
Harming people,
it don't matter. You broke the law having an illegal gun crossing states, and you're not mind your business. And yeah, the thing is, those people, here's the thing, Mercedes, order does matter. Those video clips you've seen, I saw them different times. I know exactly what clips you're talking about, where they're fucking his ass up, as they should. Because, you know, probably before that, he was the aggressor. You know, they found out, they didn't let out this information. There was multiple rounds at all. It wasn't just a couple of shells up. There was multiple rounds. That means Angela, it matched his shellings, they say. But guess what? That night, there was multiple AR-15s. There was multiple people down there protesting. But guess what? They matched his shellings. That means he let off multiple rounds.
He wasn't just hitting. Come on now. My thing is, though, there's a reason why things happen. Like, they did bring black jurors into his conviction, and they all said not guilty. And that's for a reason.
Did you see those jurors get picked? You know what happened? Since when in the world of history have you seen the person being convicted for murder or anything could go in the fucking box, pick up and pick their jurors? Since when have you ever seen that?
Everything happens for
a reason. Oh, you can't make this shit up.
I'm not there.
You can't make this shit up.
I'm not there.
You can't make this shit up.
Like, I'm not about to jump on the bandwagon and say, yeah,
and these are opposite. Would you want the same trial he got?
I'm just saying.
What do you think of the same trial he got? You're a black woman on trial right now. You know, Mercedes like, hey, he got the pick in a box. You don't get the pick in a box. How are you going to feel about that? You don't get to pick your jurors. They're picked for you.
If I don't, but the thing is, like, there's so much we don't know. One thing about me, I don't jump on the bandwagon of other people and their opinions. The social media says this to make a picture so we can think a certain way. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to look into the facts and look into deeper the situation so I know what's up and I can make an opinion for myself. A lot of people just... oh yeah, majority feel this way, so I'm gonna jump on it. When it don't even be like that most of the time. So
I did my research. He broke 4 federal offenses and got found not guilty. Why?
I mean, but it's like
it's not about being there. Okay. I wasn't there for when he committed the assault. I wasn't there when he committed something of endangered safety of 1 and 2 charges. But I ain't got to be there for when he has an illegal firearm and he legally used it. I not have to be there for that. And he still got found out. Just for him having an illegal firearm, they said carry life. Minimum.
Damn.
That right there is like, what the fuck? And I feel you're missing that right there. Like, no, that right, that first no. offense he got found not guilty for, that set it up right there. What reason? He's 17 with an illegal firearm. Why?
There's literally a reason.
Why? What reason? And please tell me. What reason can give a person?
Stuff that they know that we don't. That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's illegally carrying a firearm. What legally can. That's not a bandwagon. That's a fact. That's our law, Mercedes. That's a law. That's a federal.
There's a reason why all those people.
So show me your reason then. I'm giving you a reason right now. Our laws say that you can't illegally carry a firearm. You cannot. You have the right to bear arms legally. That's what our Constitution says. So what's your state saying here where you say, your facts. What's your facts? And he had the right to be in the situation. Okay, self-defense. He wasn't legally self-defense right there. He illegally had a firearm. So he can't defend himself legally. How can he? He already fucked up crossing state lines with a weapon that wasn't even his. And registered for it. The dude's he was not even an adult. He was 17. Okay. So that right there, come on, man.
All I'm going to say is, I don't agree with everything I see on social media, and there's way more to the story than I know. So I'm not going to – I'm not a follower. That's the thing. Like, whatever social media says, majority of people are going to go on that. I'm not a follower. I'm going to make my own decision on what I know to actually be true or what I think is true. We don't know half of the story because we weren't there. That's just it. You know, like, my opinions on most stuff is just, it's so different than most people because I'm like, I don't know most of the story.
So you're saying it's socially acceptable for this white man to go out here illegally bear arms and kill innocent people?
I never said that was acceptable, but from what I've seen.
What you've seen is that that's socially acceptable. That's what the world
just from what I've seen, he was attacked first. That's from what I've seen.
And from what I've seen, he was the aggressor. That's what I'm
saying. That we've seen two different things. We've seen two different things.
And guess what? There's one thing that we know that we both got to see is that he illegally had a firearm. We both got to be able to see that.
You know how many people illegally got firearms? All right, then.
You know how many people go to jail for that?
Not many. No, that's the thing. Not many. Not many. No, not many people. No, that's true. That's true. Not many people go to jail for that. That is very true. That's a problem in the U.S. right now. The illegal trafficking of guns and stuff like that. That is a problem. Not many people go to jail for that.
I'm going to give you three people right now that are just, they're rappers, in it, but they're facing, they're in jail right now because of this.
Okay, and that's them. I don't care about no rappers.
Three people for, I just proved your point though. You're saying that not people go to jail for. I can name three people right now that are
that's
are,
them. I know people personally.
I know people there too. That's what I'm saying. It's more than a lot.
I know people personally that have guns and don't get convicted and they out here shooting people because it's illegal. It's illegal. And no, it's true. That's the thing. It's illegal gun trafficking. I mean, that's just what it is. Like, that's illegal gun trafficking. It's a serious thing. I have friends killed because people shouldn't have guns that have them and that kill people. That's what happens, and they don't get caught. Lot of people don't get caught. That's a problem in the U.S. right now.
I know a lot of people that do get caught, and when they get caught, they go straight to jail. Like, Kyle right now should have did. Bruh, should have. Like, what do you think of the situation of this whole? What do you think of what happened when you saw it? You heard it.
What was going through your mind at that time when you saw what happened when you went down? I got a notification on Twitter. That shit was crazy. I was like, what?
I was like, what the fuck? It came on my watch, then my phone.
How'd y'all feel about that when it popped up?
I feel like if he was black, it would have been a different story. That's why I feel like it's racist. I feel like from when you said that, you was like, look at yourself as a black woman. Like, if you were on a if you were up there, like, would you think that you would be found not guilty? I don't think I would.
The simple fact that we wouldn't even be able to pick our juror.
Exactly. I don't know the full story. You know what I'm saying? I just know what the media puts out. And, you know, like Eli said, what's the law and what's not the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But as a black woman, I just feel like
you're gonna get it slaughtered.
Wouldn't end it like that.
Gonna get slaughtered to the wolves.
Yeah. We're in jail for life.
You guess what? No, you're not an example. That dude runs.
That's why everybody can't believe it. It's like, damn.
Mm-hmm. I low key feel like I got desensitized to shit like this, and that was just fucking with me. Cause when I see shit like this, I was like, bro, I'm not really shocked. Once I found out the judge was a Trump supporter, I'm like, yeah, this case is case closed, dismissed. It's an opening door. If it's good, it's an opening door. It's an open and shut, closed case, whatever. It's done. I knew it. What did baby say? Pack of the mail is gone. I knew it. For real, bro. I was like, yo, this is right in front of me. I'm like, they're gonna do this. They want to just feel this. Just feel this. And then Dolph just died on top of this? Man. At this point, folks ain't got nothing to live for. Fuck it.
One thing that I realized is coming, I think going back to your question, I don't know exactly how you phrased it, but you said, would you say it again? So I can.
I said, if you were a black, how would you feel if these are opposite, you being a black woman?
No, the original question.
What is becoming socially acceptable?
I think becoming socially acceptable is not accepting people's opinions. That's becoming acceptable because anybody could have a different opinion than the majority, and they're canceled. They're not black no more. And I feel like that is straight out wrong because we all have different opinions. And a lot of people do tend to bandwagon. I feel like I should be free to say whatever I have to say without people coming at me a certain type of way. The whole thing, what you said with Trump, you know, Joe Biden just said he agreed with the whole verdict. So now everybody wanted to be on his bandwagon, but now he agreed. So now he's not for us no more. It doesn't add up.
You're not speaking for us, though. You're speaking for them. Because guess what?
I'm talking about this majority of people that I've seen.
That's your people.
No, it's not my people. It's social media. And social media is very...
social media hates Biden. What social media do you follow? They hate...
Come on out. Social media does not hate Biden. When the election was going on, you saw commercials.
I could pull up
plenty of commercials for Biden.
No.
People start hating Biden for Shamala. Biden. What's her name?
Kamala.
Now, but when he got elected, when he got elected, there was fireworks. He was simply supposed to be for the people. That's the thing. Like, everybody loves the bandwagon.
Trump got celebrated. Trump had the smallest. Trump got celebrated. He had the smallest fucking parade.
The smallest, but when he Joe Biden, like when it was him versus Trump, everybody was saying, "Oh, vote for Joe." I had Obama on voicemail telling me to vote for Joe Biden. It was like Joe Biden everywhere. That's what I'm saying. I barely heard anything about Trump. That's what I'm saying. Opinions. Everybody opinions matter, and I feel like if you have a different opinion, you shouldn't be shamed for it because. We all
Who's
have different.
You? Nobody's
it's not
you.
Me. I'm talking about just in general, and you know what I'm talking about. Like just in general, know. Everybody gets shamed for their opinion. Soon as they're like different from everybody else, oh, you're this, you're that. It's literally an opinion. People get so worked off of somebody's thoughts and what they believe in. It's the same with religion in different countries. It's literally what happens. We can't have our own opinion without being bashed for it. And that today is being normalized. And that's all I'm saying. Being able to hear somebody's opinion and respect it and not downplay them because they feel that type of way. Like, that's a respectable person.
You know, I think it's been normalized too much.
Laughing at people's deaths. We got to stop doing that. I've seen already off the rip like 4 Dolph memes, and it's like, yeah.
Disrespectful.
Bruh, like this man, like that's one thing that's like really like coming to normal, and it's really sick. That's something that's like everybody's just at the point, like, yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and just, it's that's the trend. That's not cool. That's something that's like, I really see, like, I mean, it's like, that's getting like the 100,000 retweets, the, you know what I'm saying, the views. And he's just like, bro, like.
It's sick.
Yeah, like, because what really hit me today was when I seen on post, she was like, hey, I still haven't even talked. Can y'all like not keep posting? Like, not saying, can y'all like, you know, I thank y'all, I'm listening to y'all, but let me get my time and space. I'm still trying to figure out how to tell my babies. I said, wow. I said, wow, she's still got a whole family. Like, she got to tell. She's like, not just like, she's like, I still got to tell him that he's not, just, like, now he's just coming back. Oh, he's going to a couple shows. Like, no, like, he's not coming back. Yeah. She said, that's different. I always tell him, like, she, you know what I'm saying? She's probably used to her daddy back in a couple weeks. Oh, he'll be back in
and
a month.
She's
you know
still
saying?
Trying to
swipe her tears away.
Yeah, she probably in denial. Like, he not gone. You know how it be when you first lose someone?
Mm-hmm.
She's still trying to process it.
That's how I felt when I lost my grandpa's. Right in my hands at the hospital, I was holding his hand, took his last breath. I just had to walk right out. Because it's just, you know, when you really see and feel death, it's just, it's like, wow. Like, you know, like you just see, just like, man. And I was young at the time, too, so I didn't have to reprocess. So I just walked out. And my sister came, she just cried on me. It's just death really just, time, like, stuff like that, man. Just, you know. That's what I'm saying. We got to stop laughing at, you know, stuff like that. That's like, you know, it's petty. It's just petty, yo. Because, like, this man did so much. It's just crazy. You can't go like buy cookies in your hood. You can't buy cookies in your hood nowadays. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, you strapped security." I seen that. Well, he should be strapped up, bro. He's safe. He was in one of his. He was in like his area. He grew up there, so he's like, "Yo, this is my area." So that was the opposition, obviously, but still, it's just like he should be. No, he's in his area. They slid on him, yeah, but at the same time, we should be laughing at this or anything. It's just crazy. This man has 2 kids, you know what I'm saying? And multiple, you know, he's not somebody's nephew, grandbaby, son, you know what I'm saying? Brother, sister, you know what I'm saying? Uncle, who knows? Not uncle, but you know what I'm saying?
just a lot, yo. That's one thing I do see becoming like just like the cool trend to hop on. It's just like, you know, it's not. I never thought it was even been funnier. I seen some memes. I'm just like some funny videos. Like even when Juice WRLD came out, I was just like, bro, like why? Who thought about that? Like it just makes me think. Who thinks about that stuff? Who takes the time to be like, oh, this is funny? Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying?
That just shows you how much power that the internet has over us. Because you wouldn't normally do no stuff like that, but people make it such a norm that is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that you friends with posting that stuff, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, dang.
Just because you post your close friends, don't forget, I'm among your close friends. I see that shit.
So, yeah.
What about you, Ty? I know you said something earlier. You had something crazy.
You said racism.
Oh, yeah, you said racism.
I didn't say racism.
Can you? All right. So, like, overall, like, just like, what do you mean by like racism? Like, just like judicial system, the police brutality, like, or like, just like,
just like everything.
Just like overall,
general. Like literally everything that you just said. Like, people are getting too comfortable, like walking up to black people, like "fuck you, nigger," and like,
yeah,
what? Yeah. Why do you feel the need to do that?
Okay, I see, yeah.
Like, yeah, you're getting too comfortable. I need you to back up.
I seen this video on Twitter. It's to relate to like people are fucking it. This white man was like the most racist, like, granted, he did go to the most racist area in like the America. But he just wanted to just test it out. As a white man, I'm a white man. I should be accepted. I'm white. With a Black Lives Matter sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that they were saying was sick. I mean, I'm just like, yo, like, this is how y'all think? Like, it's just a crazy how the human mind can think so, like, naive, like, medieval almost, like, at a third grade level. Like, you're white. Why are you saying that? I'm like, what? That was one of the responses. I was stunned. I was like, yo. People started throwing stuff at him. Like, at that point, he was like, white power, motherfucker. Like, yeah, like,
there was white power
against him. He's like, you're one of us, brother. What you doing? You're on the wrong team. I'm like, bro, what?
Now you're one of us.
One of us. You're on the wrong team. It goes to show the mentality they already have against, you know, they're thinking of against us.
That's wild. Yes.
White lady. White lives matter. White lives matter too, mother effer. And I got black friends. Can't make this shit up. I was like, bruh. To this day, that video, I could put it on my Twitter, my number one. I could probably go back.
Nobody ever said white lives don't matter.
Yeah.
We don't treat them like white lives don't matter.
Never.
That's the.
You know what's crazy, though? That people are still getting lynched. That's another thing.
Yo, that 70-year-old lady, in, I think it was like in Baltimore or something like that.
It was not in Baltimore. It was, stop, I was lying.
Bro, I gotta look. It was a 70-year-old lady, like a 73-year-old. She got lynched. They found her lynched somewhere. And guess what? Got no social media, no attention. No attention. I thought it was fake. I'm gonna pull it up because like, I copy and paste like the hyperlink. I'm like, no, there's no way. I put up a news article that I thought was in Baltimore. Yes, 73 years old, 73 year old lady, black. That's somebody's grandma. You know what I'm saying?
That's my mama.
Mama. Like,
how could you do this,
bro? That's what goes on. And guess what? That's just swept under the rug. Swept under the rug. But guess what? You know what gets lit? Joe Biden gets his colonoscopy enhanced.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Shamala VP for a little bit. She president for a little bit.
Where's the real attention getting showed to y'all? Right now, what's getting socially acceptable is looking at the weird. Like, the weird. It's just like the stuff that we don't even care about. Like, it don't matter. Like, yes.
Nobody care about this man getting a colonoscopy.
Yeah, and I got posted. Bro, even the shaving posted. I'm like, y'all, the shaving room. Like, I get it. Like, he's getting the power, but I'm like, bro, we don't even know what this man's like. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just going on. And about, like, every social post made sure they say, oh, yeah, he's getting a colonoscopy. He's getting a colonoscopy.
It's a distraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Social media is so big, and I wish it wasn't.
Like, shoot. I really wish it was. It's big and biased. That's why I don't.
Hmm?
I said it's biased. That's why I don't try to follow it too much.
Everything's biased, though, in a way.
Yeah, but social media is like the biggest. Like, social media is the news.
That's Twitter, just people posting their opinions, though. So, normally bias. If somebody's like, I like the color blue, I hate the color blue.
Media, like, social media is YouTube, the news. That's all social media. Any media that reaches the social is social media. That's what I'm saying. It could be biased to persuade you to.
The news can be biased itself.
The news is social media.
Oh, everything. So that means everything's biased then.
Okay, but I'm just saying social media is biased.
Yeah, but not, I'm saying it's not. That's just people just post their opinions.
No, social media can be biased. The large groups that post, like the news. I'm going to tell you, they're biased.
In what ways?
They have Beyonce saying, oh yeah, vote for this person. Knowing Beyonce got millions of followers. That's biased because you're
saying. That's somebody who's not, that's just somebody using their platform. Because guess what? Just how the whole, this whole Travis Scott thing, Drake didn't have to speak on it at all. But Drake chose to speak on it. Is that being biased? That could be kind of, that's just, could be kind of Spence Hart. That could be him just really just feeling bad. That's, and guess what? He apologized and he still got sued for a bill.
Damn.
Sam and Travis. So that's the thing. That's just what you're saying. I get your point, but it's just people who have their opinions. It's not the same bias.
That's not even opinion. That's somebody opinion? Speaking on something. So that doesn't have nothing to do people with what I'm talking about.
People speaking to Kardashian. Everything you just said is people speaking on something. It's their based on their opinion.
Yeah, but something views. That affects something else. Like, how? Like
just because you're a celebrity doesn't like mean that. Nothing.
You have celebrities have a lot of power.
But they have that right to still post their opinion and do what they want to do.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have a lot of power.
So how's that bias, though?
Especially young people.
If Beyonce is the color blue, says y'all get the color blue, y'all can't get mad at that.
People are influenced easily. That's where, that's where these cults and stuff from. Like, people are influenced easily. That's what I'm saying. Social media can be biased. Because when I was on YouTube watching my videos, all I saw were certain type of videos saying this person is great, this and that. That can be biased because you're trying to get me to go for this person.
I say I just try to influence. I don't say it's being biased. I don't think it's being biased. I mean, just think that's just like that's just them having a good platform and perform. Like Baby, look at the Baby. You can say he's biased. Oh, he's a woman. He's in that. He's
like, no, that's just not being an influencer. No. But I'm talking about like.
So news. The Baby's an influencer, but he does the same thing he just said though. Stuff,
but if he was talking about politics. That's being like on the bias side. That's what I'm talking about.
You didn't say. You never brought politics up. That's what
I'm saying. Now you just. I was literally saying the whole time about like everything. They could be biased. Usually, when you're biased, it's on politics.
All right. So, give me an example of a person, like a famous person you've seen recently or know that did something biased. No?
Like. I'm just saying, like, the celebrities in general. When I said Beyonce being, like, when...
Give me a real-life example recently.
Who was it? I think it was...
Give me a real-life example right now.
Joe Biden? Some president tried to get all these celebrities, and all I saw on my feed was them trying to get me to vote for this person. That's the news being biased, because I rarely saw the other candidates, and you rarely see the Green Party. That's what I'm saying. That's... being biased because they want you to vote for this certain party, or like the whole vaccine thing, they're pushing it. That's being biased because they're on one side, not wanting you to not get it. So they're rarely going to show you the bad sides of people telling you not to get it. That's being biased. That's in the social media. That's what I'm saying.
That's just who you follow. I don't get those shits.
You literally just said something about the Shade Room, but you said the other day you didn't follow Shade Room, but you saw the Shade Room.
My
post.
Boys, I'm in group chats. We send each other that shit. They send me that shit. Duh. Like, I'm on it.
You said something from TMZ. TMZ is like the Shame Room. It's just different things.
I get sent that stuff. Come on, I get that. I'm going to keep spun up with it, but I'm not going to follow them or anything.
All right, Eli. Come on.
I don't get those COVID things. I really don't. I'm really that might be biased, but I really don't get those COVID shits. I really don't. Okay. Like, I make sure anti. I really don't fuck with it's just annoying to me seeing that. So I give you that. Yes, I am biased against that. But I mean, the other stuff, I give you that influence. If somebody has a big social media platform, they just say, hey, like Elon Musk, this is a perfect example. He made Dogecoin, which is a meme, just a meme. He made it a stock market value coin. All he said was this. Dogecoin. Guess what? People start going to it. It's a meme. It has no value. And guess what? It's worth millions of dollars. How's that being biased? All he did was just this. Dogecoin. Meme.
That's not being biased. That's just saying, like, so you want what? This but, thing. But bias so is Elon when Musk you're says, comparing things.
And also, Elon Musk said, hey, Elon Musk in the past, hey, Trump's not that bad of a president. I like him. Is that being biased?
What? Say that again.
Elon Musk in the past said, hey, just saying, like, hey, like, whoever's president or not, Trump's still, he's there. We should respect him as a person.
he's saying respect him as a person, but he's not saying vote for him. He's saying respect him as a person.
No, but, this is before he was, this is during the election time though. This is during the election.
But he's
time.
Saying respect and vote for two different.
But Beyonce is that not being saying, biased though?
He's, vote he's for blah, blah, blah. He didn't that's show, my that influence. That's influenced me to go influence. Vote for.
Okay.
I'll Eli, you're not listening.
I ain't listening.
And you I think like, you think that you got it. Like, you're not
really
listening. You're not listening. Like, what's the definition of being biased right now? Like, come on. I'm just saying social media is biased. That's all I'm saying.
My opinion is this. I think it's all about influence because there's a lot of influence on there, which we see every day.
That's all what right.
I'm saying. Boom.
That's fine.
Next question. Thank you. Okay, guys. This is a good one because I like this. Can't make this shit up. Why does society place such a high value on beauty when it serves no functional purpose?
I went first last time.
Think about it.
Because of
beauty
money.
Is, what did you say?
Because of money.
That's what I was going to say.
It's money. I mean, everybody deemed as beautiful makes money.
Just that's ugly funny people that make money though too.
Yeah, but they're not in the necessarily the beauty industry. The beauty industry, you see people that are, you know, long hair, beautiful, straight teeth. Not the flawed idea that we have of people, but it's all about
so you,
money.
So you guys feel like society places a value on beauty just because strictly because of money? It has mm-hmm. no value, just strictly because of money. Oh, you look good, I can whatever you?
Yeah. It's like using somebody that got really good skin saying, hey, take over this acne brand. Yep. So people will buy it.
I feel like they do it for other reasons too. Not just money. To be liked.
Yeah. Like an internal thing.
To be loved. People. A lot of women get their body changed and switched up for certain reasons. I don't feel like it's just for money though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And men be doing some strange things. I'm not saying the type of men I hang out with, but it's men that be getting six packs and hair implants and all type of stuff. Like,
you gotta need that.
It gets crazy.
I never seen a six pack. The craziest shit I seen was like the hair line, like the hair shit.
Yeah, dude.
The six pack shit, the six pack, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta see that shit. That's
straight.
Wow. What?
Really?
Men out here really getting six packs like that? Yo,
you know all
no.
the celebrities getting veneers and stuff
that,
now.
I mean,
like,
that's something that's like that's to me that's a lot of socially normalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they teeth before be
that's
like
crazy.
And they be posting it.
They be spaced out like they'd be like
I'll be too bad.
Be like breaks. No. Like,
like,
it be bad,
rakes, bro.
Yo, for real, y'all saw a money bag
spread
shit
out like this.
It's shit, yo. Y'all saw a money bag shit.
No, don't do that. I love him. Don't do that.
You saw the money bag?
Not money bag. I think I saw it was some other rapper. I want to say no. Kodak, but I don't think it was Kodak.
It might have been Kodak too.
Somebody, but like
Kodak, he does this shit live too. Don't even care. Kodak be
some
on live.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think it was Kodak. He don't even be caring. Like, he just be like, hey, I mean,
I don't know
what
it's called, though.
Gang signs. But look, he walk out that motherfucker looking like, hey, what's up, guys? What's up? Like, yes, just be throwing up. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, veneers is definitely being socially normalized. Because some people having good teeth and still be getting the shit done.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You seen that? That shit, that's yeah. that
I think
really
Mulatto
weird.
Was like that. She had braces when she was younger. I don't know if y'all remember.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Mulatto. She had braces when she was on the rap game and stuff, if you watched it. But then she ended up getting veneers. And I was like, I don't know why, but.
Girl, you was doing okay. You was doing a good job.
Damn.
I be wondering, like, why people, like, do that. Is it because of media? Because Cardi B got her teeth. Like, her teeth was kind of messed up. Mm. But at first, she was just like, hey, I'm not. She had this mentality where she wasn't going to let nobody change her.
Mm.
Like, when people, like, even Queen Naija, like, she got the, she tried to make it seem like the doctor said it would be beneficial for her. Like, you know, did you see that video? Or, like, her rebuttal for all the fans and how they said they didn't like how she changed up or how she got the Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that social media be doing, I don't know, like a lot of, it affects a lot of the people in high value status. Because they be having to explain themselves to us and they be getting irritated and I be seeing it.
I wouldn't explain myself to nobody.
Like, yeah. They be posting, y'all see it on the media all the time. Like,
no,
they be having to explain.
Like, I'm rich and famous. Why the fuck am I explaining myself to a bunch of peasants?
Right, because they have so much control.
That's go ahead and cancel me. Y'all do not care.
That's how the baby felt. That's why he never got canceled. Baby Billy's like, go ahead, do it, fuck it. And guess what? He's back.
You can cancel for anything.
Yeah,
no, anything.
Yeah,
I mean.
The baby never gets canceled.
Well,
they just stopped talking about him for a little bit.
Yeah, I was listening to...
They did it in a way. It was weird. Like, they didn't talk about him, but they still kept him around. But it was just negative, though. Mm-hmm. But it was still media. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, all the celebrities, any media is good media. Yeah, my nigga, you looking really pretty damn bad, though. Like,
I was listening to one song on the radio. I can't think of her name, but she had a song with the baby, and he was off of it. He was featured, playing
Spanish shit, I think. Spanish?
Yeah. Mm. It's like that.
Was it Lupo? Lupita?
Yeah.
She dropped him though. Mm-hmm. And they came back right because I think they accused her, like, she used like the N word or like used some type of like, yeah, they like post some receipts of her, like, you know, trying to be one of us. But then when the baby comes like this, she drops his track. I remember that shit came out. I was like, damn. And that's when everybody said, oh, the baby's now officially canceled. She low key started that, but she said, okay, I officially cut my ties. And everybody said, cancel. But then that's when people on the baby's, just on the baby's team, his fans, his role, was like, yo, Lupita, you were on Pop Smoke song talking about this and that. Yes. You were on this and, yes. I got the song on the phone. It's a banger. But yes, you doing shit like, so everybody pulled it up and she was kind of MIA, but the baby still got canceled because he said those couple letters. Yeah, it's crazy. You can get canceled for anything. You get canceled for anything. You really can. Even your opinion, whatever, just you being feeling. You have a moment. You have a moment. You just being open and honest, like, hey, y'all, I'm just going through a lot. Oh, there's claiming mental health. No, this person may be going through something. I heard it before. Everybody goes to some people.
That doll situation.
Man, some people.
Like, they got families and stuff like that.
And some people, these celebrities, the reason they kind of do go to social media to talk, because they're kind of trying to show you a way of like, hey, this is me kind of opening up to you and talking to the mass at a time right now.
Yeah.
They don't feel comfortable to be like, yeah, I'm going to have like a whole legit open me being on live screen in front of y'all. So I'm going to just do a quick little, you know, da da da. But some of them mean and some of them don't. I ain't gonna lie. Some of them do be like, you know, but some of them don't. You know, so it really depends. But I guess that's the best way to be to apologize. You know, that's like the only thing you can think about. Even though but it's crazy because you go to Twitter, they can think about a million of the reasons why there's better ways, which I can think of too. Like, hey, how about you just start paying these people, you know? Or just be, hey, I can't pay that, or I'm not going to pay that, but I'll settle with you, or I'll do this and that. Something. Anything. Because right now, it's just a lot going on. Right? Like, it's just too many people getting involved. Yeah, it's wild. Did you just hear that Playboy Cardi post? He was like, curled up in like that pentagram thing. Mm-hmm. They were talking about that shit. Cause then, you know, he be like, so kind of related to Travis Scott thing, he be having his concerts like on some crazy shit too. And then just posted that. And then just recently talking about we're gonna try to be a security to prevent that. I think it's just a lot. It's just, I feel like a lot. I heard something back then. But I just feel like a lot of these people are just gonna really like these concert people be like real like more like just not able to fight to be themselves to perform low key type shit. I don't know. Like, you know, like I seen like Jack Harlow or Tiana Taylor, you know, saying she's like, let me check on my family, Like everybody's straight. Yeah, but everybody. I feel it won't be able to be the same. We'll be the door, like we'll be able to be outside.
A rapper's probably feeling rude. I need to wash my back issue.
Okay.
Cause they like
not wash my back issue.
That feeling rude, yeah.
I never heard that. Wash my back issue.
I'm sorry. I'm a little toasty right now.
Mm-hmm. Like 6 feet from each other.
But so, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a Travis Scott concert, and they were having, like, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called a mosh pit.
Center in the crowd type shit.
I tell you, they were, like, punching each other in the face.
Did you,
like,
see that little boy end up dying?
Yeah.
He was
sad.
You
like
good.
His concerts, concerts get crazy. Like, they really be like punching each other. Like, they bleed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his concerts get crazy.
Yeah, his fans really rage. Like, they believe in it. That's the thing. That when Travis presents, like, that Sosby shows, it's not real on the demonic show. He's trying to show that it dude comes with him. He just knows that's what they like. Think about it. The fans that call it out, that they like that. That's what they call it out. They're like, oh, he did it. Oh, well, I know what it is. He did it. I like that shit, too. It's relatable. Why did they get sales still? All that negative energy gets, he's still selling hella merch. He's still eating. It's still a bad negative energy to him. But this whole time, Travis Scott still be eating, yo. Mm-hmm. He's still been fine. He ain't missing that out. Now, he ain't trying to pay the almost that damn near, you know, billion-dollar lawsuit. But, you know.
Right.
Yo, that joint says 750 million. I said, yo, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no fucking way, boy.
That being said,
ain't no fucking way, boy.
And whole time, he probably got that shit too.
Yeah. Guess what? Kenny gonna help. I mean, Kylie gonna help.
Kylie's definitely gonna help.
They already posted a meme where it says, "When you this is Travis asking Kylie to pay for his lawsuit, and it's a dude looking all like haunted." Come on now, already started that scene. I said, "Yo, y'all funny, y'all too."
And she pregnant. I can only imagine what she going through.
I don't know what the hell.
That's probably guess what the media will post, like, oh, you know, look at Kylie leaving quick. Yes, the security part told her, hey. This is Kylie Jenner. This is Travis. This is pretty much wife at this point. Let's be real here. She's the second child.
Yeah.
This is girl.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with a child. He don't know human being. And people are passing out. She's going crazy. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she was
nobody really looked at it like that point of view. Everybody took it as like, oh, she knew ahead of time. She lied. Oh, they probably told, hey, Kylie, Chris, Travis mom, we gotta go. Come on, let's go. We gotta slide. Yeah. What's going on? Mm-hmm. This is like emergency right now. Don't panic. We just gotta go. Okay, cool. Let's go. Grab your little ones. Let's slide on some real calm, chill shit. I'm not gonna freak you out. I'm not gonna make you panic. I'm gonna say everything's cool. Just a slight little emergency, slight little incident with the fans. We're good. Come on. You gonna still be walk out? Slide.
Right.
You go home. You're like, what happened? Doesn't know happened. Next day you wake up. You're the worst person in the world. Got your ass. That can happen easily.
Yo, E is crazy, bro.
Think about it, bro. Like, nobody thinks about it like that way. Like, nobody even, like...
Because she was definitely... Can you think about it?
You know what Travis fucking sees on camera right now? When he sees y'all, he sees a bunch of million of these, of flashlights. He sees 100 million of those. You think he's going to be to see a person...
Yeah.
Not trying to be funny. You think he's going to be to see that? He's like, made this, he ain't real, all the apples in the booth. Yeah! He's not... He's seen a million... Look at my ring light right there. He sees a bunch of ring lights. That's what he sees, probably, I bet. A bunch of ring lights.
Yeah.
So when Travis does get close and make eye contact with you, he really is like, yo, I see somebody. He's probably sobering up right now. That's probably like a sober, like, okay, yeah, I'm alive. I see you. Because guess what? When I go back here, it's just, I've been on stage. I've never been on stage, but I've been on, like, where, like, I used to play the violin. So I've been on pretty, like, you know, like a big, like, okay, like, you know, and this is something back in, like, middle school, early high school shit where people, like, set out the video cameras, the cell phone. So I'm like, oh, shit. Nice. Yeah. I was panicking. I felt nervous then. Imagine being a full-time celebrity. You're the hottest rapper. And guess what? You see nothing but just a bunch of just. You're going to expect them eight people who did die, got hurt. You supposed to spot them out? Mm. I'm just saying. Look at this quick pro quo, this for that. Travis Scott's hot, his music's turned. Don't bring a 9-year-old child to that. Unless you're a guardian, you're going to have him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to say. People really rage. Just people my age, when I go to a Cardi concert, I ain't going to cap. I'm in that bitch. Boom, boom, boom. Bree, you know me. I'm in that motherfucker. I told Bree, I played the song. She's like, yes. Yes, that's my. Don't. I'm sorry. If I might not see a fucking 9-year, I know. I see a little kid. I might think I bumped the cone. Not even trying to be funny. Like, think about it. Like, and then guess what? All this shit that could happen, but for human other nature, he's getting blamed. Guess what? Drake got tagged in this shit. Drake getting tagged along with this shit now. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Drake was a guest performer. Drake, Travis got to go drill. You trying to put, come to my kickback. Yeah, I got you. Kickback gets shut down. Oh, y'all have a riot and y'all all getting sued now. Drake's like, yo, my God, he's got anybody. Why am I being sued? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Drake had a song in French Montana about to drop his album. Drake pulled that shit. Due to certain times right now, Fuzz right now. It's called Splash Brothers. He said, don't play that shit right now. Drake pulled that shit instantly. That's what French Montana did. Okay, drop. Pull that shit, still drop his album. Yeah. This, yeah. People, this is big pressure. This is big pressure. It's a lot of shit about to start getting twisted real quick.
Girl, now you're getting back to me being scared of 2022.
Shit about to get twisted, I'm telling you. Shit about to start getting twisted, yo. People are starting spinning. Dolph just got laid out. RP, love Dolph. People, and guess what that lady said? They're about to, Memphis is an open law state now.
What?
Yeah, she said whoever the dumbass governor did, it's dumb because they were, and I looked it up. There are like a concealed or like an open law. You can have a weapon out there. You're in Memphis. This is Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, Memphis. Mm-hmm. Dolph just got shot, laid out in his hood at his favorite cookie store, buying cookies for his grandma and his mama. Y'all foul, bro. Y'all foul. And guess what? Just out there, people are going to go for him. But they're going to spend for him. They want it. They want it. It's going to go crazy. I'm telling you, it's going to go crazy. It's a lot of stuff about to happen right now. Especially these last, what we got was maybe 40, 42, 43 days. Mm-hmm. Maybe something before 41, I think. It's 41. My bad, my math's off. But anyways, yeah. Shit might go crazy.
Oh, stop you.
I'm just be like, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to prepare you.